Okay.
All right. Okay.
Here we go.
Alrighty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ian. Welcome to the podcast.
This has become a morning show.
Yeah. I think it works better as a morning show. We are...
Really? You don't think this show should be listened to under the cloak of night?
No. It should be listened to at 3 a.m., the witching hour.
You should listen to this show in your closet at night with the door closed, holding a knife.
Yes. And your mom's like, honey, what are you doing in there?
What's wrong with the boy?
I don't know.
Out of his room.
I don't know. And you're like, get the fuck out of my room. I'm listening to
you
Suicide Pact.
Bring me a chocolate milk.
It's my 35th birthday. Just leave me alone. That's all I want.
Yeah.
So
that's that.
Mm-hmm. We are watching the, what is it called? The opening sketch?
The cold open?
The cold open.
Maybe.
Freezing cold open. and SNL, it's the vice presidential debate.
We haven't even gotten to the fly yet.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's going to be, does Bobby Moynihan still? No. Nope.
yeah, don't. Should we talk about that? What happened on the internet?
Okay. Sure.
A comedian wrote, "The fly is Joe Biden's only black friend," and the internet went nuts.
They did not.
That was
like
the
that.
Funniest. Like, I don't know. What do you call it? Overreaction to
no,
a tweet
it was
I've ever seen in my
absolute
life.
Absolute conscious of like pretending. Feigning ignorance that of it, like they were pretending that they didn't get it, and then
it was just like you're comparing black people to bugs over and over and over again, like thousands of comments I've never seen. It was, you know, everybody's getting canceled or yelled at or whatever,
yeah.
And sometimes you roll your eyes at it, but sometimes you get it. You know,
yeah.
You get where people are coming from. Maybe
yeah.
They're wrong. Maybe they shouldn't do it. But this one was like, what? How are you even twisting this to make it racist or problematic? It was, I mean, honestly, it was so absurd. It was funny as fuck. Just going through all these comments, I can't believe, delete this right now, delete your account, I can't believe you did this. And then like she did delete it, and then they came in on all of her other tweets and wanted
Jeez.
To fully delete her account because of how racist that was. And it was like, wow, how did you even connect the dots?
It doesn't. It's like when like conservative Christians take an Onion article seriously.
Yeah.
It's like, you know this isn't real.
It's even worse than that, because at least the Onion article will say something like, you know, straight ahead. Like it's just a statement. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Like so-and-so did this, and everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe that person did that. This is an example of taking something and just doing all these mental gymnastics and twisting it and making it somehow racist. It was crazy.
This is so embarrassing to even have to break down and explain, but the whole joke is that it's clearly not a black
yeah.
person, and Mike Pence, it's as close as Mike Pence can get, so he would...
By the way, stupid as fuck joke. But, but every like 20-second comment would be something along those lines, like,
yeah.
Hey guys, I don't think that's
I don't think this person thinks that they're bugs.
And then everybody starts going in on that guy. What a pleasure to read all those tweets.
Thousands of people staying up late to check in and go, did you delete this yet? Press the arrow button and the red trash can and get this out of here.
Yeah, people with blue check marks like, delete this now or you're going to get dragged. This is a warning. And then you click on their profile and they just have like 100,000 followers.
And they're
so,
like, I just think we should all be kind to each other. That's what their
yeah,
bio
yeah,
says.
Yeah. Dog mom.
Dog mom philanthropist.
I've
gonna
noticed
dox
that
your ass.
If I tweet something a little bit controversial, the first people to abandon me are always the dog moms.
Yeah,
you guys are not loyal. These hoes ain't loyal out here.
Yesterday, you were sitting on the couch on Twitter going, you know, dog moms are just not my demographic. this is an open apology to all dog moms. There are certain types of people who, when they follow me on Twitter, I go, uh-oh. Not that I don't tweet anything controversial ever. I especially lately, have been tweeting garbage that doesn't even make sense, but... I don't know, like if they ever listen to the podcast or something, I'm like, this isn't for you.
Anybody with like their pronouns in their bio. It's like, but then sometimes people surprise you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know.
But then again, we're not that controversial. That's the other thing. Colin Quinn's been doing this like media tour for his book. And, you know, he's talking about how you could never make Tough Crowd today and how everybody would go after him and careers would get canceled and stuff. But then you watch Tough Crowd and it's a bunch of guys busting balls.
Just and busting balls.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it would be fine if he made the show. Maybe people aren't that shitty. But then again, every once in a while you tweet about a bug and now you're the most, you're a clan member. So who knows? I don't fucking know.
That was really bad. And these people get so mean. So they're mad about, do you think it's because a fly is so low on the totem pole? I mean, I know that none of these people really genuinely in their hearts believe that that was like a true hateful joke, but say it was like a picture of Mike Pence with a black lap and somebody tweeted that's Mike Pence's only black friend. Don't you think that would be a lot more acceptable?
Well, yeah, if you believe these people, the point they were making is that historically black people have been compared to bugs, cockroaches
really?
Specifically, which I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Yeah, this is.
But I'll take your word for
I'm
it. Your avatar is a black
learning.
Person, so.
Yeah.
What time is it in Moscow when all this went down? You know what I mean? But so that was the point they were making. Who fucking knows? I don't know.
Okay.
You know that's not what she meant, though.
Yeah. 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 This has happened before. With other, I don't even want to bring up other types of people that are compared to other types of things, but this little goof has happened before on Twitter, and
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's nothing specific, but
oh,
whatever.
Can you,
I don't want to
talk
get into
while
it.
I fill up my coffee cup.
Okay, could you top mine off as well? Do you think
yes.
you could do that?
Give it to me.
Okay. What I don't like about the SNL cold opens now with Maya Rudolph playing Kamala Harris. I know we've said this before that it's just not fun for her to be the hero all the time, to come in and call herself Mamala and school Mike Pence and stuff. But even worse is that Maya Rudolph is one of the greatest comedic right. performers that we have right now. And it's
yeah.
doing her such a disservice to just come in and be the like the good guy every time. Like, she has no flaws.
This is, sorry to railroad this, but do you remember in that Andy Samberg movie where he's a pop star?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Pop star?
Pop star, yeah.
I think so.
When Maya Rudolph is just saying the N-word.
Yeah,
like,
and they're like,
really
what?
Hard. That is so, that's one of the funniest
and
comedy.
All,
and they're like, oh.
They're so horrified they like can't really believe it, even though she's saying it to their face. Like, did she just?
The hard R.
Whoa.
It's just great because she, you know.
Because she's not playing like a perfect sweetheart.
Yeah, but also she's kind of like, she only has like a dusting of black, so it sounds kind of weird coming out of her mouth. And they're playing with that idea.
She's half black.
Yeah, but still, it's just, you know, she's kind of like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like something she would say.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And here she is saying it like hard, like leaning into it, like a racist white person
yeah.
would say it. And it just, it's so funny. But yeah, no, you're completely right. I want to talk about the debates for a second. Just
okay.
the actual debates.
You,
and how everybody was celebrating Kamala for the, like, doing the I'm speaking thing.
Oh my
but I
God.
Thought that was so obnoxious because Pence was barely interrupting her. And then she would go, I'm speaking.
She was so ready for that. She had the t-shirt ready to go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She has merch before that debate started. She has I'm speaking merch.
But she goes, I'm speaking. And then she would turn, and he's not saying anything. I'm speaking, okay? Can I please, might I finish? And you can tell she doesn't know what she's going to say next. I'm speaking,
and I
want all my time, okay? Everybody heard him interrupt me, and I get, I'm speaking, so I'm speaking.
And
here,
she shoveled
here,
it.
I, thinking of something to say, go. I yield my time. you weren't really speaking. Whatever. Ultimately, I think she won the debate. And,
she did pretty well for.
She made some promises that.
It was
good.
So strange. She was like, "We are gonna decriminalize marijuana, expunge the records, free all the people who are in jail for marijuana, into what else or something else. Oh, just like deconstruct privatized prisons. And I was like, who are you?
Yeah. I was watching Jimmy Dore and he was doing his usual thing where he screams about how, you know, Biden and Harris aren't offering us anything, which, you know, usually I agree with.
Yeah.
And that they should at least pay lip service to some actual change in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And watching it, it didn't really land because I was like, did you watch the debate, Jimmy?
Right.
Like, they might start doing that shit. And if they do, you got to fucking acknowledge it, you know? This
yeah.
is your whole thing.
He's so angry. I mean, he should be. I support it, but he's so angry that he's just not listening anymore. But I
won't do anything.
I know,
by the
exactly.
way.
I hear her say that. I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah,
but
you personally locked up a bunch of people for weed, so I don't know if I'm going to believe
yeah,
anything you
doesn't
say.
Doesn't make any sense. Also, everyone keeps calling her more left than Bernie. How?
Unreal.
What are you talking about?
Unbelievable.
What is
she doesn't believe people should have health insurance or whatever. You know, she likes fracking. It's like, get the
yeah.
fuck out of here.
I don't even know what fracking is exactly,
fracking,
but I know it gives children tumors.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you have to know. It's a process of getting oil or gas out of the ground, but it when you do it, it ends up like poisoning the water supply
yeah.
and the surrounding areas. There was a documentary on it.
I watched
then,
it.
Yeah. But then,
I still don't know what fracking is.
Then people had like problems with the documentary and it got
oh.
like debunked.
Oh,
like,
really?
You know when they light the fire in their sink?
Yes, yeah.
That it turned out that was something else.
That was magic.
That was actually magic.
It turns out they were a bunch
of
magicians.
You know what it was? It was wizards.
So debunked, that's wizards.
But
sorry.
Think when that documentary first came out, everybody was on board, like, yeah, fuck this shit. And then a handful of people were like, well, there's some problems with the documentary. And everybody's
like,
okay,
let's
okay,
keep
well,
fracking.
Yeah, let's double it. Let's
Thanks,
do more fracking.
Wizards. I used to go to the chiropractor a lot.
Before he charged you $1 million.
Yeah, yeah. I this was like a good chiropractor, at least a nice person anyway.
Good pretend doctor.
He always used to play documentaries like Food Inc. and shit in the waiting room, which were always a bummer. And one day that fracking documentary was playing, and all I remember is very Aaron Brockovich, where it's just like poor families who didn't
right.
do anything to anybody, but they all look like Hills Have Eyes characters because their water supply was
yeah.
fucked by fracking.
Their eyes are on the side of their head so they could see predators approaching.
And all these huge companies are just like, we don't know. We didn't do
know.
Anything.
Yeah.
They just like bulldoze people's homes rather than have to pay them.
The world is so fucked, man. Like, people in Flint still don't have water.
Yeah.
And all their kids have like things sprouting out of their foreheads or whatever.
Yeah. I know. It's
They're
been
all
happening
retarded
for
as
years.
Hell. All the kids in Flint are retarded now. That's not a joke.
No.
No, I'm being serious.
What also about...
They all have learning disabilities. Like, the...
Oh,
all
you are you were
yeah.
genuinely being serious.
Yeah, yeah, because they've been ingesting lead.
Yeah.
What?
Why do you gotta say that?
What? Because I'm a humanitarian and I care about people.
Okay.
I don't like that. I'm from Michigan.
Yeah, I know.
You know, these are my people.
Did the Flint...
Retards.
Did the Flint crisis hit before or after Michael Moore was born? Just curious about a few things about him biologically.
Catherine.
What? What? You said
that's
I
horrible.
Can't, I can't.
Michael Moore is not retarded.
I didn't know. I didn't say that.
You said
I know.
That.
He's very smart.
You said it with your eyes.
He's very smart. I just
physically.
Think
he's not physically disabled.
Okay.
He's All just right. fat.
Fine. Fine.
Can I say
you may
that I have not been able to stop thinking about the funniest thing that's ever happened this week.
What?
One of our friends was in Brooklyn, and I think like in like a hipstery area too, like
yeah.
Bushwick or something, right? And he's walking around and he sees a car, and the car has two bumper stickers on the back, the Punisher symbol,
mm-hmm.
and then like the thin blue line, you know, the black and white American flag with the blue stripe through it, like
mm-hmm.
the pro cop sticker.
You know what? I just a small aside. Thin blue line alone, you know, you can make some assumptions,
right, right.
but you could also just go, oh, this person's a cop or they have a cop in their family and they're proud of it. And you can have a debate with them
Yeah, whether or not it's the time to be broadcasting that. But you know,
Punisher
right
paired with it is like, I just want to fuck people up.
Yeah,
that's all.
I'm
going
to use my authority to kill people pretty much, you know? Yeah. God, who's the creator of the Punisher? Is it like Stan Lee or somebody? They must like hate their creation, you know?
Oh, what, and is it Marvel?
What's become of it? Yeah, it's a Marvel character. Anyway, so I guess a while ago, our friend ordered some art online, and the artist included a bunch of like iridescent stickers, like purple, bright purple, like shiny stickers with nothing on them. So our friend wrote, "My other car is a gay penis." on the sticker and stuck it next to the Punisher and thin blue line thing. My other car is a gay penis.
Other car. I was like, wait, did he put my other ride? You're like, no. My other.
The fact that it's a little off
car
makes it even funnier.
Gay penis. Also, the phrase gay penis. Oh my God.
The rage that man's going to feel when he sees that shit.
He punched a hole through his car.
Through his wife.
Through the other side.
Oh, man. It's, you know what I love about it, too? It's like, fine, do your goofy shit in Red Hook or whatever, but this is the gay hipster area.
Yeah.
And
now
you
you're
shall
getting
not,
a gay penis sticker.
Yeah, you shall not park here with that garbage. And, you know, go to Bay Ridge or whatever.
I don't know what's going on at Bay Ridge.
Well,
they
it's more,
cool.
you know, it's more like working class kind of.
Yeah.
But this is the artsy fartsy, you know.
Yeah.
Bushwick.
This is what happens. welcome to 2020. That's justice, baby.
Yeah. What else did I want to talk about? I wrote down some talking points. Oh,
you
I don't
did?
Know. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to like them.
Oh, probably not.
What do you want to?
Did we cover the debates? I mean, the debates were so boring.
That's it. That's all I really wanted to say. Yeah. The fucking fly. What are we going to talk about? The fly? Who gives a shit?
Oh, that was upsetting. As soon as the fly landed, everyone, as soon as you see the fly land on Mike Pence's head, your first thought is, I'm the first person who noticed this. I got to tell all my friends. And then you go on Twitter and you realize 1,000 people right. that you know alone are already tweeting about it. And that's usually the time to, unless you have the funniest take of all time about the goddamn fly.
You don't.
Take a knee. I deleted my stupid fucking fly tweet. I'm ashamed to have participated, but.
And you should be.
It's so funny watching. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what's at stake. Everything just feels pointless now, but everyone's watching this debate. And then we all wake up when the fucking fly happens. It's just like begging for a distraction all the time.
There's all this stuff that's happening that really must be messing with some of the conspiracy theorists, because I remember when a fly landed on Hillary, they were all like, she's a lizard.
Yeah.
And then when Obama caught a fly out of the air, he's a lizard.
Oh.
But the conspiracy theorists are always Republicans and... more so they're fans of Trump and this administration. You know, they think he is a deity.
Okay,
so they feel the same way about Melania and Pence and stuff.
Okay.
So they're seeing that shit. And also the coronavirus stuff is interesting because now Trump has it. Oh, that's what we should talk about. But Trump has coronavirus and they thought it was a hoax, you know, created by the Democrats or the deep state or the lizard people or whatever the fuck. And now the president has it and they have to explain that away, which they already have begun to do. They're saying that he actually doesn't have it, that he is pretending to have it so that they can postpone the election so that he can continue his work breaking up, you know, the intergalactic pedophile rings or whatever the fuck. The soul sucking.
So that's what he's up to?
Yeah.
Behind the scenes?
Yeah, there's something called... Man. The storm. He hinted at it one time in a speech. He said, the storm is coming.
Uh-huh.
And what the storm is they're going to have mass incarceration of all the deep state liberal monsters.
Mm.
You know, I guess they're not all liberal. You know, they think like, I think they think Paul Ryan is a monster or something.
Well, because he left the crew. He abandoned them. Didn't he retire from politics? Is he the one I'm thinking of who was
like the
young
Weasley.
Exercise guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a real piece of shit, huh?
Man, QAnon, our relationship is like 50 first dates, except every morning you have to remind me what QAnon is because I can't.
No,
remember.
We did it in the last podcast. Go back
you,
and listen
remember
to
Remember I
the...
told you? I can't like commit it to memory. It's Republicans. They're conservative and they hate.
No, they're not. They're Trump people. Okay. They love, they're like.
You know what I get them?
They don't go either. So they think Trump is like this powerful. And some of them think that he's been working on the inside of Hollywood and the government for decades.
Oh,
like he's like
I see
a sleeper cell. Not even like he's been working this whole time to just dismantle these mole. Pedophile rings and the deep state, and you know it stretches all out to. They think Tom Hanks recently moved to I think Brazil, which is true. I think
interesting.
Gave up
then
his,
yes, he is a pedophile.
Gave up his U.S. citizenship. And moved there and became a citizen of Brazil. I think it's Brazil because over there, pedophilia is considered a disability.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Right. So you can call into work horny for kids.
You can get a paycheck from work. Because oh my God.
I hope it's Brazil. I hope that's right.
Not even like.
Fact check me on that, Jamie.
Jamie, which country did we just slander? I don't remember. It's not even like a mental health thing where like you go to therapy or like government mandated therapy or something. It's just a disability. Yeah. Like you have back problems.
Aww. Yes, the fuck kids.
Pedophiles are spoonies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Poor things.
Oh my God. That's fantastic. And that's why they think Tom Hanks.
Right, because Tom Hanks is, if you're one of these conspiracy theorists, like a big player in this shit. He's a big tippy-top pedophile
That's
guy.
That's stupid. I don't
it
like...
It makes you feel bad because it's like, oh man, we can't... Everybody in the world has decided no more heroes whatsoever.
Yeah, but that one feels too obvious to me. They were like, who... It's like, you know... I don't know. It's, like,
it's suspicious it's how like good of a person and nice
no,
he is.
No, it's so obvious a choice to pick Tom Hanks to be the bad guy because that's one everybody would be disappointed in because he's America's stepdad after right. Bill Cosby.
Right. Like, yeah, it's somebody's trolling and everybody else picked up on it.
Yeah.
That's really what culture is now, right? So somebody says, wouldn't it be funny if we... pretended that this frog was affiliated with the Nazis as like a joke because we're 13 and we're on the internet.
Right.
And the rest of them are like, yeah, that is funny. And then all of a sudden it's on, you know, nightly news, this Nazi frog.
Yeah.
And you're literally looking at a cartoon and then everybody starts, you know, that's how it works. You just suggest something. You know,
right.
What if we said that the OK symbol actually means white power? For a while they... On Reddit and on 4chan, they were like, let's do this with the hashtag. Let's say the hashtag symbol is a Nazi, you know, statement.
That's insane.
And it got to the mainstream news. Like, it was on TV. I remember seeing the post, like, we did it. Here it is on, like, the nightly news in whatever, Tampa or whatever the fuck.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's just culture now.
Oh my God. That's how Donald Trump became president, right?
Yeah. I think that's a big part of it. I think it was a lot of kids who couldn't vote themselves because they were too young.
Yeah.
So they started creating memes and they were like, wouldn't it be funny if we took this like cartoon character of a guy and pretended he was some like superpowered, you know, masculine genius and just kept pushing that on people. Just the idea on its face is so funny, or was back then.
Yeah.
You know, this clown, America's like dorky loser rich guy who we all fucking roll our eyes at, and you know, when he's on Letterman like destroys him, makes fun of his hair and shit. Let's pretend that this guy's awesome. And then a bunch of people bought it, just a bunch of fucking idiots.
Most of the country. That's the craziest part, is as you say that, thinking back, like, wait, it's not like he came out of nowhere. We've all always known what a fucking idiot he is.
He was a national joke. When I worked at Letterman, I used to give the speeches before The audience went in, like, these, like, stupid, like, pre-written kind of stand-up-esque speeches, but also was the rules, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to pump up the audience. And one of the lines is, like, we don't have time for set-up punchlines, but I'm going to say just a punchline, and you guys laugh like crazy just to, you know...
Yeah,
test
yeah, yeah.
out whether or not you can, you're capable of being a quality audience, right?
Yeah.
And then so you would just go, Jay Leno's chin, and then everybody would laugh like a maniac, and then you would go, Donald Trump's hair,
oh,
and then everybody would like scream laugh, like God. Right there, he's literally a punchline. You already know, we don't even have to set it up, you know, he's an idiot.
I think my brain just shut down when he became the president, just like, it can't be real. Not in like a Trump derangement kind of resistance way, just like a even less effectual way. I think just, well, it's time to go to bed forever.
It was a big deal. It was like a, you know, losing complete faith in your country for,
yeah.
you know, for a second there. And then when you start seeing people like dropping to their knees and screaming at God, you snap back immediately. You're like, okay, well, that's too much.
Okay, yeah.
You know what? Now, whatever. It's
you know,
fine.
You know why? Not even because it's such a weak display of like immature emotions. It has been a possibility for months, and you guys didn't consider
True,
it until
yeah.
right now.
Right, right.
You clearly didn't make peace with this a long time ago.
You were too wrapped up in your idiot,
yeah,
Hillary.
Yeah.
To like, yeah.
It
was a wake-up call.
The Republican
it
candidate.
It should have been a wake-up call.
Right. And people didn't accept that. I mean, I didn't really either, but I also didn't sob in the streets and ring
Did we ever tell the story of like what happened when...
I think we did.
Well, just to recap, Trump became president. He was elected, and it was, you know, it was late at night,
yeah.
right? And I was at work, and I walked to meet you, and you were outside the Fox News building.
Yeah.
And the whole building was just surrounded by dorky white kids with, like, khaki pants and MAGA hats.
They were
and
all...
screaming and cheering.
Yeah.
And we had just started dating.
Yeah.
And we just, like, held each other for a second.
yeah.
And a photographer took a picture of us. I don't know where that photo exists, but it's, like... us hugging each other, kind of like sulking, and around us, just all these dorks
just
screaming.
Just a sea of MAGA hats. I was astounded by how young those people were.
They were the
they
trolls.
Were like
those were the kids.
18.
Those were the kids on 4chan posting the memes and stuff.
You think...
celebrating, holy shit, we got our joke president in.
You think so? I mean, I got the feeling that these kids, like, really loved him. Like,
I think it's... One hand washes the other. Because
these
right?
were like khaki pants tucked into their button down, kind of, I don't know, like really conservative looking young Republicans.
Right. I think it's both. I think at some point the jokey trolliness of it merged with it
yeah.
being a real thing. And you got these like young people that we can't even wrap our heads around who are simultaneously delighted by the stupidity of this guy, like
yeah,
and by that I mean like visually just a bright orange kind of rambling nonsense person, but are at the same time young Republican. I don't know I can't
yeah.
even wrap my head around it. It's even like Pepe, like try to wrap your head around that thing, you know, it's like a joke, but it is kind of affiliated with racism,
right?
But sometimes it's not, sometimes it's only used to like hone the libs,
yeah,
you know, like I'm pretending to be racist just because liberal people are always making like flies racist, so fine.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah
racist.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do get that as well.
It's like
God.
It's like every layer, every circle of hell, you know what I mean? It's
yeah
like so, it just keeps going deeper and gets more confusing and more complicated, and
I
know,
flirt
where
with,
does it stop?
Yeah, I flirt with this mindset every once in a while. This is a great time to be a nihilist. Like, you're not relishing in the fact that the world is crumbling before your eyes in
yeah.
a real, in a very present way. It's not behind the scenes anymore. It's just chaos. But if you're okay with that, you're just like, wow, what a fucking interesting time.
Yeah, dude, I think all these Republicans getting coronavirus is the funniest fucking shit, because they're all just like phony assholes. So their whole thing is like, okay, we're just going to appeal to our base, which we realize, like, we get in meetings and we talk about it. They're stupid, right? And one of the ways in which they're stupid is they believe that the virus is a hoax. And the virus is killing people, and it's spreading all over the place, all over the country. It's worse here than anywhere. And, you know, more Republicans in office right now have it than all the cases in Australia, you know? But so they look at their base and they're like, we don't want to alienate anybody, so let's try not to wear masks if possible.
Because wearing a mask means you're a fucking pussy.
Right.
That's so stupid.
And that led to them all getting it. And it's not just like politicians, like throwaway people who you don't even, nameless, whatever.
Yeah.
It's every loudmouth media whore. Every single one of them. Mm-hmm. Every guy who gets on Fox News and yells about snowflakes or whatever, you know, the climbers. Chris Christie, who, by the way, said that he's at greater risk because he has asthma, which is so fucking funny. Yeah, asthma.
It's your asthma, Chris.
You're 700 pounds.
He looks
You have fucking fat pushing on your lungs. That's not asthma.
He looks like that woman in Slither who's like...
Right.
Who's
full of leeches.
Yeah, exactly. Just a head. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got asthma.
We were going to bed one night and you posed like a moral question to me. Like, what do you think about all this? Like, is it... we're joking about people, like human beings dying. Is that...
Okay.
I
not
mean,
even okay. okay. Just like, how does, like, that sit with you?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm really torn because I mean, Chris Christie, I assume, has a bunch of kids and a wife and stuff who love him somehow. And that's sad. So, like, I don't want him to die. But then again, like, these are people who really did, like, sell their souls and actively chose to ignore a fucking global pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, they acted like assholes. They have no scruples.
Not to mention a guy like Chris Christie is just, like, batting 1,000 when it comes to just, like, shitty behavior.
That's what
know?
I mean. Like, he's not
shutting
even
down that bridge,
respected by Donald Trump.
Right. Kissing Donald Trump's ass, like, helping to get him elected. You know,
yeah.
just for the position, for the cabinet position, which he did not get, which is hilarious. So, like, I think karmically, it's just, and you can, like, celebrate a little bit.
Yeah.
When he dies from it, which he probably will. I mean, he's if not that, something soon.
Yeah, yeah.
That the world will probably be a better place. but for your own soul, is it a good idea to pop a bottle of champagne? No, like, when you get on Twitter and people are just like, I hope Trump fucking dies tomorrow. It's like, yeah, I guess you can hope that, but the fact that you're deriving so much joy out of it.
Right.
I don't know. But then again, here I am saying it's the funniest thing in the world.
Well, I was going to say, like, at the end of that conversation, I was like, so no, I am a good person and I don't relish in him dying. I don't want him to die. And then I got a notification on my phone the next morning that he was released from the hospital. And I got to tell you, my first reaction was, oh.
Yeah.
And I don't like that about myself. That's something I have to reckon with. But yeah, I was
like,
who
are you talking about?
Chris Christie.
Okay.
Chris Christie.
Yeah, because Trump, same with Trump. I was like, oh, okay. We even talked about this on the podcast like 2 episodes ago, I think, or maybe last one.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, he's got coronavirus, whatever the fuck. It didn't start getting funny until everybody got it. But when he first got it, it's like, whatever, you know. I guess I wish him well or something like that. But then he like cancels the next stimulus. He starts running his mouth. He does a video where he says, like, I got it. I beat it. It's nothing to worry about. And it's like, I kind of hope you die.
Yeah.
Because you're just doing so much damage. You're such a fucking shithead.
He's continuing to spread it. That's the problem. It's
right.
Like,
he's continuing to spread misinformation, and he's withholding money from people who desperately need it so that he can get reelected. It's just like, man, what a cunt.
Yeah.
He's such a cunt.
Yeah.
Maybe he does need to die, you know?
Yeah, my thought, I think I said this last week too, was like, I don't know what the implications of that would be like for the country. I don't know if that's a good thing. Everyone was so excited for him to die. I was walking around Williamsburg last week and some guy was just going, if he dies, we are having a party.
Right.
If he dies, we're having, he like kept screaming it. And like,
I think
you know
that
who he's
might
talking
be the
about.
Shit that's a little obnoxious.
Yeah.
You know?
And I was like, is that, would that be good for the country? Like, I think that would just, we would just descend into more chaos.
Yeah, but if he was dead, if he died 2 weeks ago, he, the dog is having night terrors. But if he died 2 weeks ago, he wouldn't have had a chance to get on TV and explain to everybody that it's fine.
Yeah, that don't
so,
wear
so it's
a mask.
Like damage control.
Don't, you know? Let the virus be your bitch or something. And so now that just strengthens people's resolve to go out and not give a shit about it.
Right. And Christ is, you know, I'm done with this shit. This
yeah.
virus stuff. I want to yeah. do things.
You listen to Joe Rogan. He's like, I think we'll be fine just like 2 years from now. And it's like, how? You, at your age, how are you at peace with 2 years from now we'll be
fine?
He owns
fine. A compound. What are you
yeah,
talking
I guess
about?
You're right.
I was watching. Yeah.
Never mind.
It was just running. Joe Rogan was just running on the TV, and I see Tim Dillon sitting there, and I'm like, Tim Dillon lives in fucking L.A. So Joe Rogan is, and Colin Quinn, too,
yeah.
lives in New York. He's flying people out.
Yeah.
You know?
And they have, he has the same testing that the president has.
Right.
The immediate 15-minute testing.
Yeah, so he's fucking fine.
Yeah.
You know? He's building his a new life out there. He bought all these acres and he's putting a comedy club on it and shit. So
dude, his, you pointed this out, his studio looks like dog shit.
Yes, it looks awful.
It looks like a B movie, like space horror movie. This red dome, they're in this like red cave with black shit on the walls.
I don't think aesthetically he has like an eye for decor. He should hire us to come in.
Oh yeah, I like
really
what we
spruce it up.
We've done with the place, our place.
Yeah, now we're going to move out of here.
Yeah, we're...
Because rent prices are plummeting, and you can get, I guess, a mansion for what we pay for this room.
Yeah, we live in a tiny little shithole, and I went on Zillow, and there are places in our neighborhood for hundreds and hundreds of dollars less with, like, fucking...
Washer
like
dryer
doorman building.
Really?
There was one that
we
was like a
fuck out of
doorman
here.
Building with a washer and dryer, and I was like, what is the catch here? I don't know.
Damn, we could get walls that you actually hang stuff on that,
that
are made
would
of tin.
Be amazing.
You put a nail through it and you're like, oh, this is metal.
Yeah. This is
we
tin
live
foil
in yeah
these walls
tin can.
Oh god.
Oh, there's another Twitter comedian controversy going on right now.
Oh,
that
yeah?
we were kind of talking about. I don't know. You know, do you think it bothers people that we go like, there's this person, blah, 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 instead of like being specific?
I have no idea. Because
at the same time, you don't want to like call somebody out by name and then people on Twitter like start tagging you and shit.
Yeah.
And like involving you.
Yeah,
you
I don't want to be involved. I just want to talk about it in the most tangential way.
Right.
Just stay out of it, but still be able to put my two cents in on my couch. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that bothers people or not. I have no idea what our audience is.
Well, there's this group, there's this podcast media network that's like really right wing. Their whole thing is like real like shock value type of
mm-hmm.
comedy. And then they're is this other faction of comedians in New York who are very left-leaning, kind of, I almost like social justice-y, they're like DSA kind of, and
yeah.
they're always going after, like they don't like people who platform alt-right guys and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know? So these are battling factions, and like ideology-wise. And recently, the right-wing guys went after a woman on the left and were just saying the most heinous shit
yeah.
about somebody in her life who passed away recently.
Yes.
And it was like, what the fuck? And I think you and I both watched that and were just like, regardless of whatever you believe and whatever your political leanings are, it's just like, this is fucking too much.
Yeah.
And it's not funny. And, you know... We're talking about walking the line and being like kind of an edgy comedian or somebody who you know, plays with what is and isn't okay to say.
Yeah.
And there's a reason it's called the line, because you're supposed to walk along it and test me. Oh, walk too far. Gotta walk back. Yeah. And these people are just running up to it and doing a cannonball off the edge of the cliff, you know?
And you're just like, what? They're just like AIDS, Hitler, abortion jokes all wrapped in one and with no structure or anything. And you're like, well, that's not funny either.
No context. Yeah. You're just being you're just being an asshole.
Yeah, you know?
And this is a real person in the real world, and it's not a celebrity. This is somebody that, and you have fans, so now they're going to go after this person.
Yeah.
You know, I'll sit here all day and defend, you know, people saying shit that's shocking that I might not necessarily say, but it's appealing to their audience and stuff. But it gets to a point where you're just like, you know, and I don't believe in censorship at all.
Yeah.
But fuck you. I believe in that. I believe fuck you.
Yeah. Especially because you're so criminally unfunny.
Right.
Like, that's the thing about Edge is it can't be a crutch. The taboo stuff you're saying can't be funny just for the sake, like just because you're saying it, you know?
Yeah. Just because you're like,
if that's
imagine fucking AIDS into a baby.
Yeah, and you're
and
like,
it's like, well, what? Why?
What are you talking about? But that's all these. If that's all you have, that's so unfunny, and it brings it into like stark contrast.
And by the way, these like all these people that are involved in this online shit, we have rolled our eyes at in one way or another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like not a allegiance thing. It's just like just being a complete other in this conversation and seeing that online. It's just like, what the fuck is this? Like, I would never tolerate that. So, I mean, I don't know what you can do, because people create groups and then they become these like monoliths and they can like come at you, you know, the beehive type thing.
Like Beyonce fans?
Yeah, like if you make fun of Beyonce, you're going to have a wave of people shitting on you.
Yeah. That's so stupid. Imagine
K-Hive. We talked about that, right? And that doesn't make any sense.
Yes. It makes absolutely no sense. But I don't know. You also made the point yesterday talking about this is why like my preference, or like I think my sense of humor is very much like looking over the edge or flirting with the edge, but you have to have you have to be smart, for lack of a better word, and know like
intentions.
Yeah.
And
where that line is. You have to have an understanding of where the line is. You could dip your toe over it. It just makes it funnier.
Right.
But then you also pointed out there are the like boring ass comedians who are, you said like 3 miles into town.
Yeah, pretending to be on the edge.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, you haven't even seen the edge.
Yeah. You're eating a sandwich at a fucking Subway, and you're talking about how edgy you are.
Yeah.
Like, those are the people that will flirt with the edge and then immediately retract what they're saying.
Yeah.
Or play devil's advocate to their own point in their in their bits, and then that's not fun to watch at all. That's nothing.
Of course not. It shows a lack of respect for you and the audience,
right?
Where you're like, you have to coddle them because they won't get it.
Like
you
this know, new which... this new Bill Burr open for SNL. You know, he. You know, I was thinking about just now. If you do SNL, and you're like, I'm gonna say some real shit, like some you know funny stuff, but make some points, you're gonna bomb.
Yeah.
Because the audience is small. They're everybody's like Zoomer kids that work at NBC that get tickets, you know.
And they all came there just to cheer when Kamala says, I'm speaking.
Right.
So
Bill Burr is telling jokes that are great, which bum me out because it's like, I wanted to get my white women shit on tape before he came with his, you know.
You don't have it on tape?
I have audio of
it. Yeah, yeah.
But I've been extending it. I've been writing it in my head. I had like a chunk, you know, and I still probably will do it. But, you know, our buddy Eric is just texting me last night. Did you watch the Bill Burr thing? Did you watch the Bill Burr thing? I'm like, what is this about? And then I start watching. I'm like, oh, fuck.
He told me that at Good For You, but I was so distracted. He was like, hey, Bill Burr has some bits about white women that are similar enough to Ian's. I can't be the one to tell him. He's like, he's
what?
Not gonna
what a fucking weirdo. What a weird ass guy.
What? I don't mean to throw him under the bus. I did think
you know he's a weird piece of shit.
don't. I do think it was funny because I think it's true. Like, if he told you that, you'd be like, shut the fuck up, Eric.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm a nice person. Is that the mouse?
What?
Just
It has been fucking around in here. An exterminator came with, like, fancy traps that also don't do anything.
Yeah, he was like, well, the mouse is going to eat this, and then it's going to die in your wall and smell. It's like, I would rather just let it run around till we move.
Yeah.
Because he's like, we don't know where it's going to die.
Yeah, he's like, what? I have to run this by you. Is that okay?
And like, you were like, yeah, sure, that's great.
Well, when
it's, like, it's probably going to die behind the fridge and you're not going to be able to get it out.
No, he didn't say that. He said behind the stove, and I think we could get behind the stove.
Well, it lives behind the fucking fridge. I could get the fridge out too, but you know when we say we, who we mean, folks.
Well, I'm not moving the fridge. Are you
right.
kidding
well,
me?
Right, well then don't say we.
Well,
don't say we.
You know
the
what?
The disdain on your face, the anger. You're gonna hit me. You want to hit me, don't you?
Wow.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. I hate this podcast. And I hate you.
See, Bill Burr.
I didn't think his monologue was that good.
Really, I really liked it. I liked when he said white women. First of all, he said that white women historically have sex with black guys, and then accused them of rape, which I was like, whoa. But yeah. I mean, good on them, because we have been unpacking the atrocities that white men have been committing for a while now, and
yeah.
women are, you know,
they've
historically
been
have
complicit
done some shit
this whole time. So yeah, he goes, you get back over that line, sit down next to me and take your talking
to. Yeah,
that
was my favorite part. Yeah. Take your talking to. I was like, yeah. That's eloquent and brilliant. And then he just has to go, all right, plowing ahead, because nobody
yeah.
was laughing.
You can tell by the end of that in his eyes, he was like, what have I fucking done? Like, not that he's regretting it, but like, that here we go kind of.
Do you remember the Chris Rock monologue where he talks about One World Trade Center, and he was like, that's a building I'm never going into. Mm-hmm. He's like, can it duck? And he does
this,
like,
oh my
like,
god.
And the audience, he bombed his ass off. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you're talking about, like, straddling the line or whatever. Because, like you said, it's like, you know, you got to understand attention, and he's right, you know? Why would you go into that building? The last one got blown up,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But the audience did not laugh at all, and it was, you know, the headline of every fucking newspaper the next day, how insensitive he is, and it's like, that's what you want. That you want to piss off the people that are humorless. And you think you're doing that. A lot of people think they're doing that by just saying, like, AIDS babies get raped in the butt or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those people think they're doing the Chris Rock bit. They think they're doing the Bill Burr bit. And the people that are mad at them are just pussies and humorless. And it's like,
yeah,
no, dude.
I hate that. I hate the edgy humor without a joke. It makes me so mad for the sake of comedy. I'm also like, I'm not social justice-y enough where I think everybody needs to, like, every joke needs to serve everybody in, like, a safe way or whatever, you know? Like, I think most people are adults and can handle stuff without getting offended, but also don't enjoy it if it's only for the sake of hurting people, you know?
Right.
It's not funny. It's only to ruffle feathers and
right.
upset people. That's also annoying.
Yeah. Annoying is a good word for it, because it's not like, we're not offended.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You cannot offend me.
It's
because, but you're being a fucking dildo. Shut up.
It shows this, like, you're really putting yourself out there in, like, it's like a little kid with this look in its eyes, like, you see what I did?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, you're so proud of yourself.
And if you're dealing with
lazy.
Real people and you have a fan base, you have a little bit of responsibility there, not to pick out specific names and say, I hate this person. You should too, as my audience. You know, it's
yeah.
implied a little bit, you know. Fuck with this person. I'm giving you permission.
Yeah. Like, we talk shit. You know what?
That's, we always leave names out though, you know?
Do we?
Yeah.
Have we? Well, what about, like, Chris D'Elia or somebody?
Well, you know, fuck Chris D'Elia. That's
all
an
right.
exception.
Fair enough. There's always exceptions to the rules.
Yeah.
All right, you got to get out of here.
I got to go to work. Sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/suicidepact. I wanted to say somebody left us another review. That was very nice. Thank you for that.
That was so good.
If you
want
to leave a review, we appreciate those. I don't know if they do anything, but they make me feel good about myself.
They're very nice.
We have a Discord if you want to check that out. People just, you know, bullshitting and recommending movies and stuff to each other. That's in the link of our Instagram, suicide.pack.pod. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You should get on there. They're fun.
I have to
They're
get back
cool.
onto the Instagram because I lost the password when I dropped my phone in the toilet.
Right.
Okay.
Is there anything else? I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
I wasn't hungover when this started, and now I'm going to fucking puke out of my nose at work, which is cool.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.